K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get some.
Shout out if you are currently listening to this podcast right now, because I know how hard it is to get your phone up, get on the podcast app or however you listen to your podcast and be like, you know what, today I'm going to listen to Andy and Ben. We've got this. We've been doing this for ages. We're podcast 88. How many times have I listened to our podcast or any podcast for that matter? And now you got your phone ringing.
Sorry.
Here we are thanking people.
Apologies.
And you're not taking this seriously at all.
Apologies.
You say thank you to the listener, please.
Thank you to the listener. I do appreciate it. You've done well. What are you talking about?
I'm just thanking people for getting this far and clicking on us.
You've done well. Well done.
Because at the moment, there are so many. It feels like everyone's got a podcast.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it. So there are a lot out there.
Yeah.
And look, to be honest, they're probably sick of this dribble. They just want to know what's happening in the podcast.
Definitely.
So
what is happening in the podcast?
It's a big one. I'm going to tell you how you can look like an Instagram filter.
Oh, I like it.
Bloke over in the UK has spent a truckload of money to look like a filter.
Also on the podcast today, I want to know, are we fools? Are we paying too much in apps that we just aren't aware of?
We are fools.
We are fools.
Wow, yeah.
How big fool are we? Well, I'll tell you after this.
All right, enjoy the podcast and thank you again. Say thank you again.
Thank you. Andy, apps. What's your go-to app? If you were to look at your phone and say, give me your top five apps that you use.
Instagram. Yeah. Facebook, the Messenger app, my emails, my banking app, and is that five yet?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
and that's about it. Oh, and the Lot app. I get on that once a week.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Didn't win last week, which I was annoyed about.
Look, Australians are getting fleeced out of their money, and I feel like I'm bringing these sort of stories in every week.
I'm never paying for an app.
Wow, maybe you are.
No, I'm not.
Maybe you are, because there are some apps out there that have fleeceware. Like, I don't know what that means, but it sounds dangerous. but the country's being fleeced out of $9.9 million annually. Through apps that, like, they're free apps, but then there's, like, payments inside them. Like, down this path, pay you $4.
Bejeweled?
Don't name and shame me.
No, but they're the ones. Or it's like, if you want to get better armor or more bullets, put your credit card in. So the app's free. And I'm telling you now, I am not getting fleeced.
You reckon this bad? What about this one? Top Offender is an app called Fortune Scope.
Oh,
so
no.
It's a live palm reader and fortune teller. It can cost users as much as $66 a week, but up to a maximum of $3,500 a year.
Serves you right. If you're using that app, it serves you right.
Oh, yeah, if you're going down that path, you probably would be fleeced out of it.
Oh, you want to get another line read? Well, insert your credit card details again. It's another $200.
See, this line here, if you actually swipe your card through here, you will great fortune will come to you.
Benny, I know you're not really, you've got Instagram and Facebook, you've got the socials,
yeah,
but you don't really use it too much.
I'm not massive on it, no.
No, but when you are using maybe an Instagram story, have you ever dabbled with a filter or even on Snapchat played around with a filter?
There's some fun filters.
Like the aging filter. That's
fun. Yeah. Yeah, the aging filter. I've done the baby one to make you look like a little kid.
Oh, that's weird. That is.
You don't reckon? Oh, you've not done it.
I haven't wanted to look like a baby.
And I may have tried the filter that makes you look like the opposite gender.
Oh, we did that together.
Yeah. So not weird.
Not weird at all. No, that's completely normal. Well, a man has spent a whopping $60,000 to make himself look like an Instagram filter.
Oh, wow.
Levi Jed Murphy, 24 years old from Manchester. These are some of the procedures that he's done. He's had fillers in his lip, cheeks, chin, jaw, under his eyes, as well as having a nose job, lip lift, a temple lift, and a cat eye lift, as well as having teeth straightening procedure. It's cost him $60,000.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, to me, it's no big deal. It's like changing your wardrobe, but of course, a little bit more extreme and painful.
And permanent.
Why on earth would you be doing that?
I wonder what he looks like with the filter on now.
Well, so that's the thing. He said Instagram put out a filter where it shows what it would look like if you were to get plastic surgery. He saw it.
And was like, thank you.
That's what I want to look like now, in real life.
But now I want to know what he looks like with the filter on. Does it look exactly the same? Like, does he look untouched?
Or no, you would look even worse, wouldn't you? Well, not even.
Wow, choose your words carefully,
young
man.
I'm just reading what some of
we're not judging personality trait, I mean, appearances at all.
No, well, to be honest, he's actually doing quite well off it. He's of course, jumped on OnlyFans.
Of course.
And he's saying he's earning 10 times more than what he would working a retail job. So he is winning.
He's absolutely winning, and you know. It's funny that you say he's winning via his salary, but what do you think of the appearance?
Each to their own, I guess. You used to get right around the spa and the sauna facilities at LeisureLink.
Big experience. Went down to LeisureLink a lot, jumped in the sauna. Tried to push past the 20-minute mark. In the sauna, yeah.
Steam or normal?
Well, the dry one.
Yeah, the dry.
Yeah.
The other one was eucalyptus-y.
Yeah. They're both eucalyptus-y.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
It's only the steam.
Oh, mate, they are. They're both eucalyptus-y.
I just didn't like the fact that I couldn't see anything in the steam.
Oh, you don't know who's going to sit next to you and what's happening. Yeah.
And I hate when people sit next to you in the sauna.
Yeah.
It's like we've got so much room.
And we're sweating like pigs in
here.
Let's keep some distance.
And can you stop putting water on the coals? It's already too hot in here. We get it. You like heat? I'm struggling as it is.
That's very good.
But the spa as such, though, is one of those places where I'm not really into the public type setups, but a private spa at someone's house, I don't hate the idea of it. Someone who does hate the idea.
Didn't you get the nickname Dolmio Grin in a spa? Because didn't you smash pasta? But then when you jumped in the spa, you brought the bowl with you and spilt it?
Yeah, it was something like that. Can't quite remember that story.
Ridiculous. Who brings food into a spa?
Todd Traboni had a rental cabin over in Tennessee, and he was about to jump in the spa, and he saw a black bear climb inside.
Oh, my God.
A black bear.
Terrifying.
He was at a rental cabin, saw the black bear get involved, and all the bear wanted to do was clean itself.
In the spa, of course.
Why on earth?
Well, there's water. Like, you would think it's in like a lake or something.
Anyway, the tourist said he watched the bear from the other side of the window until the animal left.
Yeah.
And
you're not exactly getting out there with a stick going, shoo, are you?
Well, I wouldn't be getting out there at all with bears.
That's fair.
Anyway.
That gives new meaning to the play school song, doesn't it?
There's a bear in there.
Good morning, Andy, and good morning to the young scallywags that potentially got away with this. I want your opinion on where you would do it, because this has happened before, but this happened overseas, and now it's happened in Brisbane.
Right.
A couple of youngsters filmed themselves and have gone viral on TikTok, like everyone else, for spending the night in IKEA.
Yes, I remember the story when it happened overseas.
Yeah, I think they were caught overseas during the night, maybe like a security camera.
Yes,
went off.
Yep.
But the gents they filmed themselves hiding as the store closed.
Yeah, good.
And then so they were like 5 to 6 meters above, like just the shelving and stuff. So they couldn't really be seen.
Also, they hid above the cupboards.
Huh.
They hid above the cupboards,
yeah,
did they?
They hid.
Yeah.
And then they pretty much had their day out. Because when you think about it, IKEA, like, you've got your bedding, it's got your lounge. Like, you can really hang out.
But what would you do? Like, you'd be so bored. Like,
I don't think so. I think there'd be a fair bit of excitement.
There would be... The novelty would be there for half an hour. And then it would be like, okay, now what do we do?
Well, it's funny you say that because the boys tried to leave the store.
They couldn't leave. They would have been locked in.
They opened an alarmed door.
Yeah.
Which obviously blew their cover.
Yep.
But they're filmed to be in the beds, swinging on hammocks, walking around the store. It would be a very eerie sort of feeling. But what I wanted to know,
I think that's stupid.
Where would you do it?
I wouldn't do it.
No. If you were to spend a night in a store, which store would you spend it in? It would have to be food related.
Wow. Have I told you the story what happened to me when I was a child, like a kid?
No.
I got locked in a toy store. So in the Belmont Arcade near where...
Surely you would have gotten free stuff. You would have been like a gimmick kid.
It was a small toy store. It was in the arcade in High Street near Bets and Bets.
Yeah.
Up that arcade.
Yeah, okay.
Used to be a toy store in there. And mum was somewhere. She goes, I'll come back in 10 minutes to have a look at the toys and you can pick something out. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Your mum was leaving.
I was looking through the aisles. And the lady obviously didn't see me in there, and she locked the door and said, back in 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
So when mum came to be like, hey, have you picked out a toy? Mum couldn't get in, and I couldn't open the door because she'd locked it with a key. And I'm there, I'm like, this is horrible.
Did you start crying? You did, didn't you?
I was young, okay?
16's not young. This story is the gift that keeps on giving. An obese Thai monkey weighing over, well, he's overweight, 20 kilos overweight.
Yeah.
Or weighing 20 kilos. Anyway, set to fat camp to lose weight.
A monkey. Yeah.
Now, so many layers to this. Because
how do they get so big? Oh, my goodness me. Why is he wearing a T-shirt?
So you've opened the photo.
Is he wearing a T-shirt?
Well, it's not really wearing it, is it?
It's like because a crop top.
It's like a
beard. That won't go down.
I didn't know monkeys could get that fat. That's number one.
He is huge.
He's a big boy. And we can say that because we're talking about a monkey.
Whilst eating bananas.
Now.
Yeah, that's actually disgusting.
His name is Godzilla, which is very nice. And he's unable to find food in the wild himself. He has an owner, a shopkeeper that's been caring for him.
Feeding him nuts and bananas. No wonder he's overweight.
Now, the owner has said, I treat him well and I feed him. No one's doubting that you feed him. Like, we know that you feed him.
He has got a gut. Have you seen the photo with him eating the corn?
Yeah, yeah. There's some stuff going on there. I like my favourite is the one that looks like he's on a drip. Like, he's being fed and there's a cord coming out of his mouth. He's just being pat.
And they're putting him in a fat camp.
Yeah, so he's going to go to a fat camp. Now, that's my question here, is what does a monkey fat camp look like? Because I don't know, and look, I'm not suggesting animal cruelty at all, but what I'm saying is if this animal can't get food for itself,
yeah,
then you're feeding it too much.
Hang on.
Is that's what's happening?
What's stopping these people in the monkey fat camp just giving them a different monkey when it returns? And being like,
Godzilla!
He lost 40 kilos.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
How would you know?
What's that monkey in the back? Oh, no, it's just another client. Godzilla!
I swear, he was really good, lost heaps of weight, very obedient. You've got yourself a keeper here. Mate, there we go. The podcast is done. It's all done. It's finished.
Done and dusted like the mustard.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means. Yeah. Well, it's actually...
Are you a car?
Yeah, we're not done. Maybe we do. Yes.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week. Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Absolutely.
Are you covered up?
I am covered up. I'm always covered up. What got me thinking was how did companies decide on how much we were paying for phone bills?
What do you mean?
Well, think about what you do with your phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Think about what you could do on your laptop. What can't you do on your laptop that you can do on your phone?
Yeah, nothing. You can do more on your laptop.
And how much do you pay?
Nothing.
A month on the phone.
Oh, $65.
Where do you decide on $65? Because
they're
so varied.
I am very happy with 60.
But I pay 60. I used to pay 100.
You must have been on the same plan as
me. Mate pays 150. Like,
150.
And what are you getting that I'm not getting?
No, well, sometimes you pay for the handset. Once you own it.
But how do you know that? I mean, like, how do you decide?
Because it's in the bill.
But how do you decide on the price?
Well, because
I guess it's not just phone bills. It's like anything. How do you decide on anything?
I'd say revenue. How much?
Not revenue. You don't know what revenue means.
Yes, I do. Prove it.
Let's not do this.
Anyway,
I was just thinking.
Yeah, no, that is a shocking film.
They're not all winners.
No.
They're not all winners.
That one, definitely not a winner. Maybe you won't subscribe or like us. That's fine. And maybe you won't be back. That's not fine. We apologise. Go back and listen to our other stuff because we promise our thoughts are better.
A bit better.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.